have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be.
And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be, wherever you are in the world. When you hit that play button, so glad you did. Yes, this is another episode of the Genesis Frequency Podcast, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you today. And wow, that was a long one last week. And, you know, my whole thought, as I mentioned in the last episode, was that, hey, I got new people coming in all the time, and why not tell the story again? Because it's been several years since I first did it. It was my first episode, and I've referred to it maybe a couple of times, but I put myself in a vulnerable position and shared it again so you will know where I came from and where I am now, and that everything I speak of and that I've studied and the wisdom gained along the way has been applied in my life. I'm all about applying and taking action, application and action of the material we study. Those of us that consider ourselves what kind of junkies of personal and professional and leadership development material. You know, we can read the books, you know, we can get all the shelf help we want, right? And that doesn't really do us any good unless we really study the material and then take it a step further than study, applying it to our everyday experience and taking action on the things that we learn. You got to do that. Reading it doesn't do anything. You know, we have this knowing-doing gap. You might have an abundance of knowledge in there, but you're not applying it to your life. So we get stuck in this knowing-doing gap, and that gap grows bigger and bigger and bigger. We all know this. We know people that have, oh, the degrees and the titles and all the stuff running off the end of their business card, all this knowledge up there, but they don't have anything to show for it necessarily. And I'm not talking to everybody, so don't call me out on that one. Anyway, I did get, you know, interesting input. It was one of my most downloaded shows that I've ever done, the one from last week. And I encourage you to go take a listen to it because it's really talking about not so much my story. It is. I tell you where I came from, how low I went and right up to death's door, and then about overcoming that. And the overcoming and the resurrecting my life, rebuilding it, renewing it, revitalizing it, and being an overcomer, that's what this show has been about for 5 years. Hey, here's what I've read. Here's what I'm reading. Here's what I studied. Here's what I'm applying. And so it's important to know that we all have our own story. That's the part I want to make. This isn't a continuation of my story as a part two. This is about, hey, I have my story too. You have your story. We all have our stories, but here's what the problem is. So many people get wrapped up in their story and play the victim their entire life. And they convince themselves and they have that inner dialogue going on all the time. Well, I can't do it because this happened to me when I was younger, when I was little. I can't do it because he left me and took all the money. Or she left me and took all the money. It just we can buy into the excuses that victimhood creates for us. Now, I'm not downplaying events that are traumatic and very emotional in the lives of you and your friends and your family, because stuff happens. Tell me about it. I know I've talked a lot about all the death I have experienced in my life with friends and loved ones and relationships and that kind of thing. So I know that life happens. It's one of the laws, that precedes the law of attraction, the law of rhythm. We'll talk more about that another time. But I just want you to know that we all have our story. And you are tremendously powerful, no matter what your outer conditions right now in this moment are dictating or telling you. It doesn't matter. We don't look to the outer world to tell us what our potential is and what we're capable of. So just know that you are so powerful. And so many people say, I don't feel powerful. Well, you're powerful. Where does that power lie? Your power lies in your ability to make a choice, to make a decision, to make a commitment, and to set an intention. Right there. Right there. Those things. That is your seat of power. You can choose a new thought. You can choose a new direction. You can say, I intend to do this now and I will commit to it. I was just having a conversation with someone yesterday. You know, the magic happens the minute you make that commitment to it. That you make the commitment to not being shackled and chained to your old story, the old way of being, or shackled and chained to being a victim, to be shackled and chained to love and the love of overcoming, loving your own story in a way that, hey, I'm going to build a new one right now. So that's really another underlying reason why I wanted to get that story out, to get you to the place that all these things in life are just, you know, and I did that for a while. I'm pointing to, oh, yeah, if it wasn't for this, yeah, that was a bad choice there, and it just destroyed me, yeah, and this and that. And I could just wallowed in that self-pity for the rest of my life until I did, until I eventually walked through death's door. But I made a different choice. And that's what it takes. And all this body of knowledge that I studied for through ministerial school, through, getting my metaphysical degrees and my doctorate in holistic life coaching, all this information is being communicated to you in the best way I know how to help you. And so I just want to really briefly throw out there again, you know, I don't have any sponsors. I don't do any commercials except for the work I do. So I want to encourage you to reach out to me, successappointment.com, whether it's something you want to talk about for you as an individual or in your corporate environment. If you're a decision maker and you want to bring in some leadership training, leadership development, I should say, because we don't really train our leaders. We have leaders, but we need to develop them further. I can give you reason after reason after reason, and you probably know these already, why it's so important to train your next group of leaders in your organization or the group of leaders that are coming up right now. You know, you might have those individuals that are really, really, really sharp and you like them, but that just, hey, just because they're showing up, they got a great attitude, they're doing what it takes every single day, day in and day out, that doesn't mean once you move them into a leadership position that they're automatically a leader, that they know how to lead others. Have they demonstrated that they can lead themselves? Perhaps. But how do we develop them as leaders? As a LMI, Leadership Management International franchisee, I do work all over the whole country, and we can design a plan specifically to accomplish the objectives that you want to accomplish. So reach out to me. Let's have a conversation about the total leader concept, a series of 4 8-week programs. You don't have to do them all. You start with one and evaluate it. 4 8-week programs that develop the total leader. So that's one thing I do. The other thing I mentioned in the previous podcast is that, hey, back 11 years ago now, I took a dive and invested in an opportunity that I still am involved with and is available to you in the personal, professional, and leadership development arena. And, you know, I love that. I loved it from day one. We market an array of programs and events that are all built on personal and professional development. No, it's not multi-level marketing, and you don't do any selling, convincing, or explaining. So, you know, I love that industry. I've generated income from it every single year since I've been involved in it. And it's really actually designed, I don't make any promises or anything like that, it's really designed to get someone very, very quickly from ground zero to the $50,000 a month range in a matter of 6 months, or some do that and less, or some, you know, do much, much more. And you know what? Even if you do a half of that or a third of that, what's that going to do? How's that going to change your life? So no promises there. I'm just using that as an illustration. And, you know, I work one-on-one. I'm still a Proctor Gallagher consultant, PGI Institute. We lost Bob Proctor, but he was my trainer and my mentor and my personal coach. And so I'm still involved with that, working with individuals and small business owners. And I can even take that program into the corporate environment as well. So I have a plethora of programs that we can do. I also come out and do keynote and one-on-one, not one-on-one, keynote and featured speaker presentations at different organizations, often for the nonprofits out there and civic organizations. I will do those at no charge. So please reach out to me, successappointment.com. So let's take a step deeper now. We're going to move on now from the story part of it, from your story, from my story, and look at the nuts and bolts and the tools that we use to start right where we are. We got to start right where we are. It's decision, and it's commitment, and it's our thoughts, and it's realizing the power that we have in there. Now, if I can reach it here, well, actually, I think it's stapled to my bulletin board, and I can probably reach around the corner here and pull it off, but I want it. Yeah, it's going to be, you know, I'll get to that. I'll find it on something else, but, you know, it's about the commitment. Are you ready to commit? If you're really ready to commit, I suggest you just hit the pause button and pull up successappointment.com and make an appointment with me. We'll have a conversation if you're really ready to commit. If you're just casually listening to this show, that's great. There's so many out there that just don't do a thing. They figure, well, I'll listen every week. This is great. Motivates me a little bit, you know? Yeah. But that's as far as it goes. So you have to really take a look. Hey, am I really satisfied where I am in my life? And you can look at that place that so often we don't like to look at, that place inside of us where that longing and discontent for something more lives. What does that look like? What does that feel like? Is that still there? Is that still gnawing at us? Yeah. Boy, when I was younger, if I would have done that, or if I would have done this, I'm too old now. And then you buy into the excuses, right? I really encourage you to revisit that, because it's not going to go away. That's where your purpose and your passion lies. So I invite you to sit with that, have a conversation with me about what you really want to do in your life. What about in your organization? Maybe you are a leader. Maybe you are one of those individuals that took a climb up the corporate ladder and you were good in every aspect of your job. You're in a leadership position and it's like, now what do I do? I'm good at everything else, but this leadership thing, what exactly is that? Let's have a conversation about that. Because we take C-suite executives through this program, and we take your frontline people through the program. And, you know, where are you? Where's the organization? Are you guys throwing darts, you know, at a dartboard? This is where we want to go. Wait, what do we want to do this year? Or do you have a rock solid plan and a way to get there? So it all comes down to, you know, whether we're talking about an individual, a small business, or a corporation, the human being is wired the same. We have these habits of thought, habits of doing that we have to overcome. Just like I had a lot of bad habits that led me up to death's door. We have habits, whether it's a vice, whether it's alcohol, tobacco, or drugs, or narcotics, or what have you, we have habits of thought. that are just as harmful to us as any of those other things. And, you know, it's habitual thoughts of lack, habitual thoughts of limitation, habitual thoughts of that's the way we've always done it. And we could go on and on and on about that. Let's start taking a dive into the master key system. I talked about it the end of, well, it was the beginning of December last year as we were taking the holiday break and said we'd take a deeper dive. We started out with it and then we did a little bit with it. And then I got into some other leadership things as we began this year. So I just want to talk about that seat of power a little bit. And it's so important because it establishes our energy. When we're aware that our thoughts and our intentions and what we commit to are the key to making a change and transformation in our own lives, then we know where the starting point is. We don't start by looking at the results, the events, the circumstances, the conditions we're in now, and looking down at like a puddle that we're standing in and saying, oh, what am I going to do about this puddle I'm standing in? Let's focus on that puddle, and then we kick it around a little bit, right? We're in the wrong place. Remember, it's thoughts plus feelings plus actions equals results. We make the change at the level of thought. So it's our thoughts. What kind of intention do we want to create, right? What's our intention? I want to do this. By the end of this year, I want to have this. I want to be this person that is. You fill in the blanks. And whatever it is we intend to and commit to, we're going to step into it energetically. You've probably heard the phrase that to those that have, more will be given. To those that don't have, even what they have will be taken away. And we look at that not so much in terms of money, but that can be true as well. But we look at it in terms of our attitude and our thoughts, right? And that's one of the first keys in the Master Key system, that much gathers more is true on every plane of existence, and that loss leads to greater loss is equally true. So let's just think about that in the realm of consciousness, in the realm of our thoughts. If you have thoughts of abundance and plenty and loving thoughts about yourself and a great self-image, you will gather more of that. You will gather in like situations, circumstances, people, and events that are a match to that, that are of the same frequency. Loss leading to greater loss. If your mind and your thoughts are focused on, no, and I can't afford it, and there's no money left, and there's lack here, and there's nothing coming in, And if that's where your energy is stuck in that state of loss, that's what you will attract more of into your life. So that's what this first statement is saying. So that's why it's critical to know what your starting point is. Your starting points are your thoughts, your intention, and your commitment to a new way of being and doing, which will get you to having what you want to experience in your life. Point two, it's talking about mind, right? To kick this book off, really a little introduction, but right into these points. And I love it because these are all bullet points. The whole book is nothing but bullet points. Mind is creative, and conditions, environment, and all experience in life are the result of our habitual or predominant mental attitude. Isn't that what I just said? Yeah, it really is, because I just have absorbed so much of this type of material. Mind is creative. That is our creative point, our creative seat. Mind is creative, and conditions, environment, and all experience in life are the result of our habitual or predominant mental habit. So when we have these thoughts, and you often hear me say 40 to 60,000 thoughts a day, and most of those thoughts are the same thoughts that we had yesterday. We have habitual thoughts. We are locked into this program of thinking in a certain way. We have to realize that, hey, this is our seat of creativity. if we do want to experience something different in our lives, we have to design it using our mind. We have to enter that space of our mind. We have to engage the mental and spiritual power of imagination and design exactly what we want to experience. And it talks about our mental attitude. And what is attitude? Attitude, you can ask 100 people on the street what attitude is, and you'll probably get 100 different answers. But attitude is a composite of the elements of thoughts, feelings, and actions. And that's point three. The point three says the attitude of mind necessarily depends upon what we think. Therefore, the secret of all power, all achievement, and all possession depends on our method of thinking. So we're going to wrap this up here in a minute. I'm going to wrap it up with point four, which says this is true because we must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent which we are, and what we are depends upon what we think. So when we talk about the model of be, do, and have, which probably every coaching and consulting program and every business book and everything out there talks about be, do, and have, we got to realize we have to be first. We can't, so many people get that order mixed up. I want to have. Well, you can be in the energy of what you want to have in your life. That's fine. But you have to be it. You have to become it. You have to be who that person is in possession of that. So let's listen to this again. This is true because we must be before we can do, and we can do only to the extent which we are. And what we are depends upon what we think. So everything is pointing back to that creative seat of thought. You are powerful. Think about that. You have the power to change your thought, to change your mind, to have a new idea, to have a new thought about yourself, to have a new thought about your life, and have a new thought about what you want to create for yourself, your family, and your business. So think about that. Think about how powerful that is. And you say, well, it's not that easy. Well, yeah, you know what? It's simple, but it's not always easy because we have to be vigilant in our thoughts. You have a lifetime of conditioning, of paradigms, of programming, those habitual thoughts that have almost exclusive control over our habitual behavior. That's what paradigms and programming does. And we have to identify those things. And we're going to talk about that stuff moving forward. We have to identify what those paradigms are, what those programs are. What are those deep-seated, rooted, grounded, dug in, grooved in beliefs that we have that we base our thinking off of, that we base our decisions off of? Where did these beliefs come from? Are they true? Or do we still believe in them? Why do we do the things we do? What about productive activity and non-productive activity? All that stuff, good stuff. We got to start with the foundation. Thoughts and feelings and actions, our mind, what we want to create, commitment, intention, all of that. And we'll do that when we get together again on the Genesis Frequency. That's what you've been listening to. That's this podcast. We're out of time for today. Again, reach out to me, successappointment.com. Get you on my calendar. It's not a website or a sales page or anything like that. You want more information, you can go to successocean.com. You can go to lmi-usa.com. You can go to thegenesisfrequency.com to get more information about what I do and the programs that I have available for you, or to book some time to speak with me, you go to successappointment.com. So all that's available to you. Reach on out. I love having a conversation with my listeners. And that's it. That's going to do it for today. You've been listening to the Genesis Frequency, and this is Dr. Cause and Effect. Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina wishing you an infinitely spectacular day. God bless you.